This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Accessing.
When TV and radio collide.
Love it.
Wow. This is what you get. You're listening to JJ and Alex, presented by G2G Bars.
Don't touch that dial.
On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
JJ and Alex, we are live from Delta Center here in Salt Lake City, where so much of the community's come out. The party is started, and inside the stadium, we're already getting the press conferences started up here. So let's go right inside the stadium here. We're going to be able to hear from Ryan and Ashley Smith, and also some of the Utah players that have also come into town as of today. So let's jump in into the stadium, and let's take a listen live inside.
So I'm just going to give a brief introduction to our distinguished guests on stage for their first media availability with us. First, I'm honored to introduce Bill Armstrong, the general manager of Utah's NHL team, which is still really exciting to say. Prior to his current role, which he took in July 2020, Bill served as the assistant GM of the St. Louis Blues and was an integral part of the team's successful Stanley Cup championship drive during the 2018-2019 season. As the Blues director of scouting for 10 years, Bill drafted several current NHL players who were all instrumental in helping the team capture that Stanley Cup, their first in franchise history. In his role with the current team, Armstrong has amassed a war chest of draft picks. As of today, through his dedication and shrewd deal-making, the team has 20 picks in the first three rounds over the next three drafts. So I think that's something for all of our fans to be very excited about. And sitting next to Bill is, of course, Andre Chiarini, who I have learned lovingly and exclusively goes by the name Bear. This upcoming season in Utah will be Andre's fourth as an NHL head coach. From his first season to his second season as head coach, the team had their largest point percentage improvement in franchise history. Prior to his duties as head coach, Andre was an assistant coach with the Colorado Avalanche and Ottawa Senators. In 2023, he also coached Team Canada to the gold medal at the World Championship. Bear is a former two-time Ontario Hockey League Coach of the Year and was also named Canadian Hockey League Coach of the Year. In the offseason, he loves finding time to ride his motorcycle, something I'm sure he will love doing through our canyons and on our highways this summer. So Bill and Bear, on behalf of everyone here, welcome to Utah.
Thank you.
I'm now going to open up to questions for the media. Please raise your hand and state your name, the outlet that you're with, and if your question is for Bill or Bear. Who wants to start us off? Great, Dana.
Hi, Dana Green with ABC4. I just wanted to get your impressions of the reception that you received for both of you at the airport, and there's thousands of fans lined up here at the Delta Center to see. I mean, obviously it was tough leaving Arizona and those fans, but what are your first impressions of the reception you received from the Utah hockey fans?
Well, it started with Ryan and Ashley and Smith Entertainment Group coming out to see us right away, and that was incredible. I think it just gave us a great sense of purpose and calming us to the group. And from that moment on, from the players landing here to seeing the kids out of school cheering us on, all the way to when we passed the fans entering here, it's just been a surreal experience. But the enthusiasm, you know, it tugs at your heart. We're grateful for that. I don't think there's a player here that's come in to visit that isn't emotional about the feeling they get when they see the fans here and how excited they are in Utah to have us.
I think that to piggyback on what Bill just said, I think when Ryan and Ashley talked to us, they talked about how proud they were of Utah and the people of Utah and how important it was for them. And the value they were talking about family, and they were always talking about my wife and I or Ryan and I, and just the way they respect people and how important it was to do something for Utah, for the city, to bring the team. And arriving here today and seeing all the reception and everything we got organized for us to see the building and the facility and the kids at the airport, everything has been amazing, first class, with a lot of enthusiasm. It made us feel home already. It feel like we already want to fight for Utah. So that's, I'm blown away right now.
Next question.
Bill, I wonder what your conversations have been like with the Smith Entertainment Group and ownership so far, and especially with regards to on the ice and salary flexibility and payroll especially, do you see that changing what the team looks like on ice?
That's a great question. We've had a little bit of time just to kind of help out with the transition, with the, everybody getting to know each other, but we haven't got that far down the line. We sat at dinner last night kind of exhausted and through this whole transaction, and my assistant said to me, do you know what? It hasn't even been a week since we've played, and all this has happened. So that's something we're going to move towards down the line. You know, we've got a young team, a talented team. But in truth be told, we're in the fourth year of the rebuild. What fans are going to get from this team is an exciting young team that can score goals. I think we had 6 20 goal scorers. When you're that young, there's a consistency where you can't be great every night. But the fans are going to love the fact that you've got talented players that bleed on the ice. They give first and second efforts, and that goes from Cooley to Keller to Kraus down the line for our team. And it's an exciting team to watch. It's not a perfect team. It's not going to be ranked as one of the Stanley Cup favorites, but it's going to get there eventually. It's only a matter of time.
Next question.
Coach, you referenced as the season wound down, kind of that midseason skid you guys hit kind of came about the same time as the rumors started to fly that the team might be relocating. And then the second time those reports came out, you talked about being able to play through the adversity and have that strong finish to the season. Do you believe that kind of momentum can carry from one season to the next?
I think, when you have battle scar, that's what builds you as a team. You know, unfortunately, before you win, you need to lose. You need to learn what really make a difference, because, okay, we knew we need to manage our game better. Bill just talked about having young group. It's tough to get consistency because, okay, you know what you have to do, but there's a difference between knowing it and living it and really paying the price for it. That stretch where we got distracted a little bit, we were making mistake where we were talking about it. The guys knew, but there's a difference. Now they have the urgency. Now, we saw it at the end of the season when we got out of that stretch. The guys had the urgency of different thing in our game. We had to be better, and we were a way more mature team. You'll tell me it's 14 games. Yeah, but for us, it looks like 14 years. That's exactly the way it felt. So we mature as a coaching staff, as an organization, as a group of player in that sense, and we learn a lot. And I think we're a much better team. And it's unfortunate you have to go through those stretch, but in reality, I think it makes us way stronger and confident, really, really confident. With that, it's a momentum we will carry away. We'll carry on next year.
Hey, Coach. Ryan Miller from KSL. Could you just kind of describe the emotions over these last couple of weeks that you've kind of dealt with during learning about when it first happened and then also coming here?
Okay. How many hours do we have? It's been, it's just to understand that process was complicated from everybody. That's Billy talk about it. How much impact the visit of Ryan and Ashley had for us, the player and the coach and the staff and everybody, because we understood both ownership, past and present, could not talk. The league could not talk. It was a business transaction that we're working in. It's like Billy's working on a transaction right now. Can he talk about it with people? No, he can't. If he is doing it right now, both teams, they don't talk publicly about it. They cannot give details to the player and et cetera, et cetera. So that's a transaction we were caught in a little bit in the middle. So, yes, we understood that it's part of the business, part in life, but Like you mentioned, there were some emotion, there were some real life situation where you don't know what's next. So from the moment Ryan and Ashley came, talked to us, the way they talk about their value and how excited they were about having a team in Utah, and they were talking about the growth happening here in Utah and the population, the young people in Utah and the university and the business market and everything, he got us excited right there. So from there, okay, we felt, okay, now we have some stability here. So now we need to make the transition, and we are excited. We know we have a lot of work to do during the summer to get everything set, but every day hands are on deck. Everybody's all in, so we're excited.
Hey guys, Ian Mendes with The Athletic, and maybe Bill, this one is for you.
Yep.
Can you just talk about the benefit of getting a trip like this in April with the players, with significant others, instead of maybe everybody rolling in September, and maybe what this does for the group to visualize what this could look like and give you guys 3 or 4 months here?
I've always felt like if you can plant a seed with a player before they leave and go home in the summer, it can develop and blossom inside them, and they can embrace it. And what you're going to see here very quickly as our players come in, and they've already seen the arena. They've already seen some of the Jazz's facilities, and they're really excited. They're excited about the enthusiasm of the fans and everybody, and it's going to plant a seed. So when we come back into town in August 1st, they're going to be really, really excited. The rink today got them excited, just to know how passionate the Utah fans are and the Jazz, and we want to rev it up in here. We want to become the loudest building in the NHL in here, and that building out there gives us a chance. The way it's built, how steep it is, it's you couldn't design a better building for us. So we're really, really excited about that, and I think our players are seeing that. They're going to go home for the summer. They're going to train extra hard, and they're going to come in, and they're going to be all in.
I can add on that as well. Get every family excited. You know, my phone is blowing. My wife sends me a picture every 30 minutes of something new, and she's excited. She was the first one who told me, can you imagine all those kids miss school to come here to welcome you in town? That touched her. So Billy and I, before we came here, were in the lobby of the hotel, and the wife of the player were coming back because the entertainment group brought them on a tour to visit and everything. They were all smiling, all excited. They looked like teenagers. That's energy. That's to see our family of the player get excited that much. That showed two things. It's how much the people here in Utah welcome us, and how much that we are excited to come.
Brian Schnee, KUTV2 News. Question for Coach. Coming into the Delta Center for the first time, what was that like for you, given where you just came from in your previous season? And how does it feel to be part of something that has significant capital investment to put more butts in the seats in just a few years?
My first impression when I walk in the building is being sad to think I have to wait 4 or 5 months to get back. That was my first thing. I cannot wait to get on the ice. I think it's exciting to have an opportunity to build something with our fans. You know, there were a lot of questions about names and this and that, and we're curious to know what the fans want, to interact with them, and to create a relationship with them, create a relationship with you media, to create a relationship with the people here. And I think that's exciting. I think we heard a lot about how loud is the building. Billy just talked about it, how loud is the building for the NBA and everything. So now we want to write our own story and make it a wonderful story in Utah.
Frank Saravalli from Daily Faceoff. Question for you, Bill. You guys have both talked about the range of emotions that you've experienced in the last couple weeks. Andre, you mentioned the battle scars, and I'm sure there was probably a bit of anxiety, but when you step off the plane today, how much did it feel like a blank slate and a fresh start?
Oh, I mean, it's hard to express all the emotion that goes through, and if we think we have it bad, our players dealt with it all year, and they did a great job. You know, the story broke, and I think you broke it, Frank. But when it did come out, our players were so good about it. It was incredible. It was incredible to see the strength of our coaching staff and see our players, the strength that they had. We went out that night and we beat Vancouver, and it didn't faze us, and our group had grown. But it comes down to it at the end of the year, you know, everybody wants certainty, and that emotion's running through your body. And when Ryan and Ashley showed up and gave us certainty that day, you know, there's a lot of great emotions that followed. And you talk about getting off that plane and all the players today, it was a clean slate for them. You could see the joy in their faces when they saw the kids. I don't know how if the kids will ever understand how much that meant to the players. I almost had a tear in my eye coming down, just seeing the kids chanting. I had a tear in my eye because I thought how lucky they were to get out of school to go meet hockey players. But it meant a lot to me personally to see that, and I know our players and our coaching staff were overwhelmed with emotion and that clean slate we talked about.
That was amazing, to be honest. There's a kid who signed my hoodie. You know what I mean? I was the guy who was asking them to sign. No, seriously, it's, you know, I've been, will be my seventh year in the NHL, and I think, I said to my wife, I think it's my best day in the NHL so far. That's how I feel. Yeah.
John Kuhn, Associated Press. Obviously, you guys have been involved in, like, trades at various levels in this league. This is probably the first time anyone in the Wild's experienced a situation where you've literally all been traded to a different market. With that kind of transition, what are the biggest challenges ahead in making sure that it's a smooth adjustment and that's something that kind of goes off without a hitch?
Well, there's a lot of different transactions that take place with the families. We're a baby factory right now. You know, the wives have a lot of questions. The Smith Entertainment Group and has been unbelievable about reaching out, getting everything set up for this trip and trying to reassure them about housing and everything they need about the schools. And I think it's just a great feeling for us as we go through that process. Two things. One, it's going to make our group tighter. Because we're going through the whole process together, and we're one team here, one team all fighting together. So we're trying to make sure that whether it's coach trying to get his house or it's Nick Bukestead, we're working to help that happen. And I think it's really, at the end of the day, I talked to a couple GMs that have been through the process with expansion and that. And you know, if you use the process right as a group, you're going to get tighter. You're going to become more as one because you're going through the same thing, which rarely happens in hockey as a team. So I believe with the enthusiasm that the fans have shown and us going through, everybody moving together and doing it together and working together, we're going to be a better, tighter group at the end of the day from it.
The other thing I will say on that is I understand when you talk about, but we're 70 people who got traded the same day and we're going the same place. That's a lot of help. That's a lot. And we're not going somewhere where there's no help. Like Billy just said, the Smith Entertainment Group, leading by Ryan and Ashley, and we just talk with Jim, the CEO of the Jazz, and try to help us by any means. And people of the Jazz are there for us. I think we're one team. And I think all of that creates some magic. And like Billy said, I think we'll just be tighter with that. You know, when you want to win championship, you need to go through the trenches together. We went through some trenches this year. That's another different situation. So some people ask me, hey, what's that change for you, coach? Not much. Coaching, X and O's, the breakout in the D zone doesn't change anything. What change is, like Bill mentioned, okay, making sure all the families are set up, make sure everybody has a doctor. We have a lot of guys who are, their wife are expecting during the summer. Make sure that there's some guys have, their kids have school. We have staff as well where their kids have school, and they that's it's on the human side. There's a lot to be done. And the other department will be our practice facility, our locker room, and that kind of a stuff. But I think we're in good hands so far. Everybody we talk to, all ends are on deck. Everybody's all in, and it's already moving forward. So we're excited.
Alex, next question. Oh, good. Ben, next question.
This is for Bill. Ben Anderson, KSL Sports. Along those lines, practice facilities, locker rooms, like what do you absolutely have to have done before the season kicks off next year for things to resume operations, and what can you make do with on a temporary basis?
We just need ice, you know, whether it's here or it's out at one of the practice rinks. You know, we'll, as long as we have ice, we're good. And we have that availability. That's, you know, 15 to 20 minutes away from here. So obviously we'll work on that as the summer progresses, but there's rinks here. We're in good shape that way. There's a million different ways that we can do it. I'm pretty confident in our group. And, you know, one thing about Ryan, he gets things done. So we're very, very confident. We've had a look at all the Jazz facilities and all the facilities here, and it's incredible what they've done. And we're looking forward to the day that that's all finished for us. But we can pretty much make it. As long as there's ice and we got coach, we're going to be okay.
He bought a team in the NHL and moved it to Utah in 6 weeks. I wonder what he can do in 3 months.
Dennis Romboy from Deseret News. What was Ryan and Ashley Smith's message to you in that meeting last week in terms of what their expectations are for the team on the ice in the coming season and in the future?
Well, I think, you know, the first thing it was about, you know, telling us who they were and kind of what they stand for and you know, telling us about the joy about buying the team and bringing it into their family. So I think that's the first thing that they put forth. Since we've been here, we've learned a lot just being around everybody. And it's, you know, today we were in a meeting and Jim Olson was great. You know, we talked about, you know, just there's one team here and everybody's all in. And those are some of the values we learned about the Smith Entertainment Group today. And we loved that. That was a great moment for us. It was all about getting it done. So I think as we move forward, there'll be some more expectations laid forth with the team, and but that comes in time. You know, we're a week in, so I think it takes a little bit of time. But our first impressions is of what they've set forth for us has been great.
That's for me. Three things I took from that message for that meeting is they're people oriented. They want to empower people. They care about people. That was the 45% of the message. The other 45% of the message for me, they care so much about Utah. They love Utah so much. They love the people of Utah. And that resonated to me. I was kind of, okay, wow, those people really care. And you could see the emotion when they were talking about it. That was fabulous. And the last 10%, they say, we will win. I don't know when, but we will win. And we will get there. So I like that part. It might be only 10% of his message in time, but resonate a lot with me. But the other two big part where they were talking about how much people are important and how much the people of Utah are important for them and how much they care, I think that resonated a lot for me. That's good values. That's good stuff.
Great. We'll take the last question.
Yes, Scott Girard with The Zone. Bill, when you look at the offseason, this is obviously a critical time in your job with exit interviews and everything that you've got going on in terms of building the team, free agency and the draft and the assets that you have. How concerned are you trying to juggle a monumental move in 3 or 4 months with your normal day job that you have to prepare for the upcoming season?
Well, that is a good question because we got a lot coming at us on the hockey ops side. But you just deal with it day to day. I mean, you know, obviously the draft's going to come into priority, and then it's into free agency, then it's into development camp, then it's, you know, making sure everybody's coming in on time and talking to the coaches about all the fine-tuned stuff. But for us, it's just taking it day to day. There's obviously some adjustments we have to make on our team, like you do every summer. But we've got people. That's the one thing in this organization. We've got people. We've brought a lot of the hockey ops that we're familiar with, that we work day to day. You know, and everybody's chipped in. Like we said, it's all hands on deck, and everybody's pitched in to do a little bit extra. You know, this is a great time for us, obviously, going into the draft because of the amount of picks that we have, and that gives us options to go out and buy players like we did with Durzi and address some of the needs of the team with picks, where we can go and pick. I personally think we got a good chance at picking at one because, you know, the franchise has been so many times in the lottery, haven't won it. So odds are at some point in time you got your number's got to come up. So I feel pretty good about that. But it's an exciting time for us. It can be a little bit overwhelming because obviously, like you said, you throw the move in there. But what's coming our way with the draft and that, those are exciting times for us. And adding more prospects to this organization is a great thing and will give us a chance to be a championship team in the future.
Great. Thank you for your time, Bill and Bear. And thank you for the questions. So please hang tight and we will take just a minute until we welcome Clayton Keller and Lawson Krause.
All right, there we go. You heard the press conference there, and I guess we're just going to be a few minutes away from hearing from some of the players.
Players
right?
are coming up next.
But pretty cool. When you talk about, first of all, it's one thing to have the team in town and have everybody sitting there. It's the first time that we've really been able to kind of ask the questions about kind of what the behind the scenes has been. You heard the question that was asked. I can't remember who had asked it right at the top there, but Bill Armstrong had to answer, you know, kind of about like how it's one thing to have the intrigue, right? It's one thing to have the intrigue of the team coming. It's another to be like, how awkward has it been? And right. It was like, how long do you have?
Right.
Right? They've had to go through a lot.
Yeah.
And I think we forget that because we're all excited about it. But these guys' lives have been absolutely ripped out.
Our emotions are completely different than theirs, and we need to respect that and understand that. They've been through, you know, they've made their home there. They played for those fans for as long as they've been there. And now they're coming here. I hope they felt the welcome they needed today to make that transition emotionally.
It wasn't that long of a wait. We're going to get the players right now from inside Delta Centers. The NHL is being welcomed to Utah today officially to the public. Let's take a listen.
Four NHL All-Star Games, including the last three consecutive seasons. Clayton was named a finalist for the Bill Masterson Memorial Trophy during the 2022-23 season, which is awarded to an NHL player that best exemplifies the qualities of perseverance, sportsmanship, and dedication to hockey. He was a finalist for the Calder Memorial Trophy, the NHL Rookie of the Year, in 2018. And in 2017, he won a gold medal as part of Team USA at Junior World Championships. Lawson Krause is a left wing for Utah's NHL team. He has scored more than 20 goals in each of his last three NHL seasons. In 2023, Lawson won a gold medal with Canada at the World Championships. And in 2015, he won the gold medal on behalf of Canada at the World Junior Championships. On behalf of all Utah hockey fans, I can confidently say we are looking forward to watching you two on the ice. So thank you very much for joining us. I know this group is excited to ask you some questions. Same game, state your name, outlet, and who your question is with, please. Andy, we're going to start with you.
Hey, Andy Larson, Salt Lake Tribune. I know, Clayton, we talked in Arizona about kind of your excitement but trepidation about kind of moving out or getting out to Utah and having this experience that you had this morning. Can you just kind of talk us through what that was like and what your reaction was when you came off that plane and saw those fans, those kids?
Yeah, we were all super excited. You know, obviously a lot went on the last couple weeks, but, you know, we were super excited to be here. Stepping off the plane was unbelievable. Just seeing, you know, youth hockey programs, a lot of kids that, you know all of our names and things like that. So we couldn't be more excited, and it looks like a pretty full building out there already. So we're really excited.
Aaron Schill, Deseret News. Clayton, how challenging is this division you play in?
Yeah, it's very challenging. I mean, you look at the teams in the playoffs, teams that have you know, gone through rebuilds, similar situations to us, and you know, those are where we want to be, you know, someday. And I think, you know, we have a great group of young guys, you know, great staff, great people in our organization. So I think it's really exciting to be here and, you know, see all the support. And, you know, we're definitely going to play hard for them every single night.
This is for both of you guys. Could you just take us through that first meeting with Ryan and Ashley and how much of an impact it made?
Yeah, I'll go first. Yeah, it was important. I think the thing that I can probably speak on behalf of our team, the thing that we respected most was just how genuine they both were. Ryan came into the room, he pulled up a chair, and we just had a real honest conversation. And I think that went a really long ways with our group, with everything that we've been through over the past couple weeks. And, you know, the things that stood out to me the most was just, you know, their positive look on bringing hockey here and their excitement to do that. And for us as players, we're so honored and so happy to be a part of this process, and really looking forward to the future and obviously building something special here and making history.
Yeah, I think he nailed it pretty good there. You know, it's just, you know, he had a normal conversation with us, and, you know, we got to obviously all shake his hand, and then, you know, he took us out to his golf course there in Arizona, and, you know, he paid for everything. It was, you know, a great time getting to chat with him and just talk about, you know, life, how hockey is, you know, things away from the rink. So they were, you know, both awesome. And like I said, we're super excited to be here.
Hey, guys. Ian Mendes with The Athletic. Maybe Lawson, I'll ask this to you. You guys landed around 10:30. Obviously, it's 4:30 now. If you could just walk us through maybe how you spent these past 6 hours and kind of things that kind of stuck out to you here today.
Yeah, it's been a full day, but it's been a lot of fun. Obviously, like Clayton said, when we got off the plane and we had all the young kids cheering for us, they had the Go Utah Go chants going. So it was great to interact with them for a bit. And from there, we went to the hotel, freshened up a little bit, and then started doing tours. We did a tour of this facility. It's beautiful. And then we went over to see the Jazz practice facility. And before you know it, we're sitting here in front of you. So it's definitely been a busy day, but very, very fun. And obviously lots to see. And, you know, there's been a lot of questions. So it's been nice to be here.
Hi, Alex Behar with the Salt Lake Tribune. This question is for both of you. You just mentioned you guys took a tour of this arena. Just curious, like some kind of first impressions of, you know, the space, the seats, you know, anything else you can kind of share with us and kind of how much you're kind of envisioning, you know, actually stepping on the ice in the next few months.
Yeah, it was, you know, looked unbelievable, and obviously they had the ice in there, and it's kind of unique with the seats kind of being right on top of you, and, you know, everything that we've heard is, you know, the building is always super loud, and, you know, they've had, you know, 250 straight sellouts for the Jazz, so, you know, that's super exciting, and, you know, when the fans are involved and, you know, cheering, and, you know, nights when things aren't going your way, and, you know, they always have your back, they, you know, can kind of give us some energy, and so we're really looking forward to having them behind our backs.
John Kuhn, Associated Press. What you guys have gone through this offseason is not unlike having a team-wide trade to a different market. The fact that you guys are making this transition together, does it make it a little easier, you know, uprooting and setting down roots in another place?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, we've kind of had brief conversations about this throughout, you know, some guys on the team. And one thing that we took pride in Arizona was building the right culture. And we now get to bring that here. And, you know, we love each other in our locker room. We have great staff, great coaches, great management. And, you know, we're just so proud to be here. We're really looking forward to it.
Hi, gentlemen, back here. Andrea Urban with Fox 13. I'm just curious, before you came here, what did you guys know about Utah? What did you guys know about Salt Lake City?
Not much, but actually last summer I came here for the UFC event. It happened to be my birthday, so I took a weekend trip and stayed down the street, and you know, it was a great weekend, and it's pretty short, but you know, I had a great time, and yeah.
I'm kind of the same. This is my first time here. I've obviously been blown away by the mountains. Obviously, we have the Arizona mountains, but to see the snow, it kind of brings me back to my childhood, being from Canada, and seeing a little bit of snow. It's been really nice.
Lawson, Clayton, for both of you guys, Ben Anderson, KSL Sports. You're not just the face of a franchise anymore. You're the face of a cultural movement and a pretty historical moment here in Utah. What does that mean to you both?
Yeah, it's an honor. It's something that, you know, we're now a part of history, and you know, not too many people get to say that they can do this. And obviously, the circumstances over the past couple of weeks have been unlike anything other. But to be here now, we feel honored. We feel blessed, and we're really looking forward to getting things rolling here.
Andy Larson, Salt Lake Tribune again. Wanted to ask kind of about your expectations for next year. You know, Bill talked about this being kind of year four of a rebuild for you guys, and talked to some of your fans who said maybe they expect great growth and maybe even a playoff berth next year. What do you guys want to be a playoff team next year? Do you think that's achievable? What do you expect from yourselves?
Yeah, I think definitely. You know, a lot of our young guys took some strides this year. Ourselves got, you know, better as leaders, and I do believe we're a playoff team. We have, you know, a lot of great players in all positions, and we have depth. And I think, you know, we're a fast, skilled team, and we can play with anyone when, you know, we're playing our best. And I think that's super exciting to, you know, have some hopefully new free agents here as well. Guys want to sign here. You know, it's like I said, we're super excited. It's going to be, you know, a great place to play. And, you know, I think we're only going to keep going upwards. And we definitely have, you know, a super exciting young team.
Dana Green with ABC4. I'm sure you've heard a lot of the team names being thrown around there. And do you like the idea that it's going to be decided by the fans and that bracket format? And do you have any favorites yourselves?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of following it. Obviously, I think it's great that the fans are interacting on this. You know, we want, as hockey players, we want to engage with the community as much as we can. We know how much, you know, they mean to us and how much they can support us. And we want to be out in the community, and I think this just speaks to that.
Ryan Miller from KSL.com. Could you guys just give us a little insight on who Bear is and kind of, yeah, just tell us a little bit about him?
The big bear. I think we can both probably touch on this. You know, Bear is a very passionate coach. He's a very good teacher of the game. This is kind of a tough question to answer because I can't say enough good things about him. He's a very honest man. On and off the ice, it doesn't matter if you come into the rink or have a good day or bad day. He's always going to be the one that, you know, greets you in the meal room, says, "Hey, how are you doing? How was your night?" You know, he's just an incredible guy to play for, an incredible coach, and he has all the respect from, you know, our entire team and from the management, and just a true fun coach to play for. And like I said, he's earned all of our respect.
Hans Olsen with The Zone. What do you both feel like you were missing to be a playoff team this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it takes time to, you know, learn how to win in this league. There's, you know, so many things, whether it's young guys or anything like that. I remember when I was a younger guy, you know, there was things that I thought that, you know, didn't matter or weren't a big deal. But, you know, those are the things that matter if you want to make the playoffs and you want to take that next step. You know, you look at some teams last year that barely got in, and a team I look at a lot is Florida. You know, they were kind of around it, and last year they had a deep run, and they, you know, absolutely dominated this season. So I think, you know, they got a taste of it, and just how hard it is to win. You know, when everyone buys in, I think that's when, you know, you can take some steps and reach that next level.
Great. Okay, well, thank you, Clayton and Lawson, so much. We are excited to introduce you to the fans outside and to watch you on the ice. Thank you all very much. The interviews and photos will be available on a content share in a few hours. It's nhlinutah.com/content. So please keep an eye out there. And otherwise, we encourage you to go out to the bowl. We want all media to be seated by 5:15 so the program can start promptly at 5:30. Thank you.
There you go. You heard the press conference. A couple of players. I was listening in here. Clayton Keller. I was listening to both guys. It's hard to differentiate because at some point you go, okay, it's either Lawson Krause or Clayton Keller, but those are the two players that were made available. It's a weird time because you're asking them, like, do you like Utah yet? You know,
yeah.
And it's a tough thing. But you heard Hans ask him the important stuff there at the end. Hey, man, what do you guys need to be a playoff team? And the good news is, it's like, it's not the stuff that's going to be monumental, like turning a full corner. It's just a couple of things, right?
Yeah.
And it's not really necessarily a personnel issue as much as it is. And you can guarantee that Bill Cunningham's going to go out there, and he's going to get the guys that he wants, or pretty close to. So getting all that talent there, awesome. But they're able to get those players in. Lawson Krause, Clayton Keller, you just heard live right here on DKSL Sports Zone. This is probably the only place. This is the only place that you could have heard it. So we're going to take a break here. We'll come back. We've got tons more around the corner. We are live outside Delta Center. Everybody and their dog. Everybody and their alpaca. No joke. The alpaca is here on the plaza.
Guess who else is here?
Mike Hedrick.
Hey, everybody.
Mike Hedrick on the scene. We said everybody and their dog are here, Mike, but it's everybody and their alpaca as well. It's not just everybody and their dog, it's everybody and their alpaca as well. So you got
to
do
need
it.
To investigate what the heck that's all about.
He said He said he's going to ride it. He said, I'm here to ride
why
the
not?
Alpaca. All right.
Live TV.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. Everybody's here enjoying the party. You should be too. OC even showed up with his kids. Sean O'Connell.
That's cool to see Sean O'Connell.
He's a Minnesota kid.
Yeah.
And you know what he had ripped away from him when he was young?
Ooh, bitter.
The North Stars.
That's right.
So you know what? He needs a new team. Bring him in. All right, we'll take a break here. We got more to go around the corner. Stay with us. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Com.
Your home for the best coverage of the Jazz, Utes, and Cougars is right here on The Zone. This is JJ and Alex, presented by G2G Bars on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
When Ryan and Ashley talk to us, they talk about how proud they were of Utah and the people of Utah and how important it was for them. The value they were talking about family, and they were always talking about my wife and I or Ryan and I, and just the way they respect people and how important it was to do something for Utah, for the city, to bring the team. And arriving here today and seeing all the reception and everything got organized for us to see the building and the facility and the kids at the airport. Everything has been amazing, first class, with a lot of enthusiasm. It made us feel home already. It feel like we already want to fight for Utah.
It started with Ryan and Ashley and Smith Entertainment Group coming out to see us right away. And that was incredible. I think it just gave us a great sense of purpose and calming us to the group. And from that moment on, from the players landing here to seeing the kids out of school cheering us on, all the way to when we passed the fans entering here, it's just been a surreal experience. But the enthusiasm, you know, it tugs at your heart. We're grateful for that. I don't think there's a player here that's coming to visit that isn't emotional about the feeling they get when they see the fans here and how excited they are in Utah to have us.
Billy Cunningham there. He is, of course.
Bill Armstrong.
Or Bill Armstrong, excuse me. Bill Armstrong. They kept calling him Billy. I was like, I love Billy. I love calling him Billy. You know what Billy was telling me about?
Yeah.
Bill Armstrong, the GM right there. Andre Tourney, the head coach of the Utah hockey team here in Utah. The NHL in Utah. That's the branding that we're seeing outside the stadium here today as we're seeing the faces are still being painted. The band is going. They're going to start letting fans in over the next little while. They actually did. They started letting them in. And the event inside the building is starting up between 5 and 5:30. You're going to be able to hear from the head coach again, from Bill Armstrong again, the GM. But Andre Tourney, you know, they're asking all these guys, JJ, to basically say how much have you loved it here. And what they can't tell you is they don't know much that about right here today, right now.
Of course.
But what they can tell you is the experience they've had with Ashley and Ryan Smith and Smith Entertainment Group. And you can tell they wanted to make sure that everybody knew, like, how dead serious they were about it. And as they put it, it's been first class from the beginning here. This is a bunch of guys who have been, you know, ripped out of the city that they – I mean, a bunch of them own houses down there in Phoenix. Yeah.
Josh Doan grew up there. His dad's one of the greatest Coyotes of all time, if not the greatest. Like, he knows nothing except Arizona Coyotes hockey, and now his whole world has been turned upside down. And he's going to have to relocate for the first time in his life. I'm sure he played juniors somewhere else maybe. I don't know. I need to look at his history. But you think about that guy, a young kid in this league who has a bright future – that now has to deal with this. That's a lot to put on a young kid that's having to try. He's trying to make his way in this league, and then you think about all the turmoil they've been through. But the truth is, while all that turmoil they've gone through over the last whatever, they're now going to have stability they've never felt before. And I think that's why what Ryan and Ashley Smith did by going down there last week and talking to them as soon as the deal was done is speaks volumes about their commitment to these people. They cared enough about these people. Most owners wouldn't have done that. They would have sent somebody down there to do it for them. They have other things to do. They don't care, whatever it might be. So they really made an effort to make sure that those players, coaches, staff knew that they mattered, they were important. Because Ryan stressed it on Friday. He says, the only thing we purchased here, the only thing we bought were the people. There's nothing else that they're bringing from Arizona except the people on this hockey team, and they want them to come here and feel welcome. It's going to take some time for them to get settled. Do you understand that? But I think that once they do get settled, what they really have here is the stability they haven't had. That owner, Alex Morello, is a clown. He's an absolute joke. And they have not been treated the way an NHL hockey club needs to be treated. He ran it like a minor league club. He was just trying to make money.
The cost saving.
He didn't care about the people. Yeah. He wasn't even there the last game they played. He was too chicken to go out there and talk to them. They're such a better place now.
Yeah, and the cost saving thing is always hard. And for as much as the players will be like, you know, our life has been, because you can tell it's been wild. Like, the players had to hear the rumors, and then they had to hear what the reality was, and then they had to be told that they needed to keep their mouths shut about it. You heard them talk about that at the very front end of the at the press conference when Bill Armstrong was just discussing that, and Andre Tourney, who was saying, you know, they roll it out to you, and they roll it out to your team, and then they say, now everybody shut up because we can't talk about it. This is a business deal. Don't open your mouth about it. And then, of course, you know, the rumors are swirling and all the thing that was surrounding it. But at the same time, you're trying to ask these young kids to go out and play hockey normally, right? And that's why it was hard. As soon as we heard this last week, as soon as the news started to kind of trickle out, and then as soon as these players knew what the reality was, they had a little bit of a miniature tank situation, right?
Yeah.
Toward the end of the season, their playoff hopes went away. But I think that the alternative is this, because one thing that they focused on, the press conference is right inside Delta Center, right on the ice. Is it on the ice or is it next to it?
I saw pictures earlier. They have it all spread out
so
on the ice.
It's on the ice. So you know what they're looking around at is a world-class stadium right now, right? Now,
it blows Mullet Arena away.
That's what I was going to say. Is you think, imagine where they've been playing. You think about the best places that they play across the league. This looks like those places.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So when you're talking about in terms of like the few thousand seats, right, that are inside of Mullet Arena, the 4,500 to 5,000 seats that are in there, to coming into here, and I know not all of them, you know, I mean, they're all going to be filled today with a bunch of rabid fans. By the way, when they mentioned 5,000, the first 5,000 people get J-Dogs and drinks and snacks, I thought, good luck, because you're going to have another 15,000 people who are going to be beating the door down for hot dogs
they
as well.
They might have to turn people away. We'll see. I hope not.
I hope so. Did you get the Kraken, too?
Yes, I got the Kraken on the list.
We're still trying to figure it out.
We're close. I think we got 22 franchises now, and we also got Salt Lake Golden Eagles, like different – oh, Carolina Hurricanes. We got the Hurricanes. I just found them.
Look at that.
We got Utah Grizzlies. We've got some crazy ones here, so it's been fun to try to – I mean, that's what has really impressed me today, Alex, is – it's definitely a lot of people like, does anybody care about hockey in Utah? Well,
yeah. My goodness.
Because I'm seeing it right now, because I'm seeing all these different sweaters, because nobody here had a team here other than our minor league teams, which has been great, to really latch on to, because we all know everyone wants to latch on to the highest level, the pro team. So who's your pro team? Who's your NHL team?
Right.
You're seeing it today. Like, everyone has just had to latch on. Maybe they're from there, or maybe they served a mission there, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
They found a connection. But now all these people with all these different sweaters are going to come together, and they're going to wear one sweater, the Utah hockey team sweater. Whatever that name logo is going to end up being colors, they're all going to unite behind one hockey brand.
Bro.
And it's going to be awesome. The Ice Llamas?
The Ice Llamas. That is a Park City. Somebody had one on earlier. It's a youth team here.
I love it.
In Utah. The Ice Llamas. The Ice Llamas. Now, there are alpaca here. So I think
that would explain what's going on.
I think the alpaca got kicked out.
That's too bad. Boo!
I think they were uninvited.
I love the alpaca.
I think at some point they're like, hey, we didn't want this stuff on our plaza here. Because you're leaving some.
What do you mean stuff? What are you talking about?
You're leaving some stuff behind here we don't like.
What are you talking about?
By the way, way more Bruins gear showing up, including Sean, our tech here on site. Sean's rolling around with the Bruins gear.
Yep.
I'm so excited about what you see here with the families that have come through. They've made it a family event. I know it's a shocker that we turn events into family events here in the state of Utah, right? but this is what's cool, is that this is a middle of the week deal that we asked people, and that Ryan Smith and his and Ashley Smith and their whole group asked people to come out and to be a part of this.
and they were here at 2:30, right? They were here before we even started our show.
They beat us there.
I love the idea of, hey, we're just going to shut it down for the day early. We're going to go in. We're going to bring the family down. Speaking of people who already have NHL teams, I'm still trying to convince my buddy Matt. If you're listening, Matt, I know the Golden Knights are, quote-unquote, your team. I know you won a, quote-unquote, Stanley Cup, whatever that's worth these days, all right? but you are – listen, buddy, you grew up here, all right? You owe it to your city, Golden Knights fans, to become Utah hockey fans now from today forward, okay? And maybe you might think too much of these guys associated with the Arizona Coyotes, and you don't – maybe you don't like them. I don't care. This is your team now, so you better start – And by the way, there's so many people who are like, yeah, I'm big-time Golden Knights fans, and I'm getting season tickets for sure to this new Utah hockey club as well. So we've got tons to chat about. We've got tons to get to. Let's take another quick break here, and then we'll come back, and we will, on the flip side here, get to some of the other some of the non-hockey stories from the day, including not a Stanley Cup, but still a very important trophy that has been reunited with its rightful owner. So stay right here. More to go. 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone.